Brianna, don't stop the music at 93.9 of NWTBX. We got to stop the music because we have a VIP in the studio right now. Hibbing Chamber of Commerce President Shelly Hansen. Shelly, how's it going?
It's going great. I kind of like that VIP introduction there. That's not too bad on a Monday morning.
Well, you know, I had like about 3 seconds to come up with that segue from that song. So I'm like, hey, you know what? This will work. So Shelly, how's it going?
It's going great. It's a beautiful day. It's Monday. And we're heading into, well, we are in October. And our month is completely full. We have a ton of stuff going on. Starting this Wednesday, we have coffee. I want to say breakfast, but we have breakfast later on in the month for something different. So Coffee and donuts. Now, that's a treat on us. We'll buy your coffee and your donut. Just come in and spend some time with us and chat about Hibbing and the chamber and anything else you want to talk about. Update us on what's going on with your business. But 7:45 at Sunrise Bakery on October 4th. We've got Business After Hours. It's going to be our Oktoberfest Business After Hours. National Bank of Commerce is going to be hosting it at their location on the 2500 block of First Avenue. And they will be starting that at 4:30. Everybody's invited. I know they're going to have appetizers and drink specials, some raffle items, so that'll be great. Of course, my favorite time of the year, Trunk or Treat, October 28th. We've done this now for a couple of years with the City of Hibbing. Businesses, if you're a business and you want to set up a trunk and give out some either merchandise swag or some candy, you can sign up at our website. And noon to 2 on the 28th, and your kids can come. I know the last couple of years we've given out 1,000 pumpkins.
Wow.
So it's just, yeah, it's just a lot of fun to see all the kids come and dress up and hang out and chip, you know, interact with all the different merchants. Our fire department, police department usually show up too as well when they have time. So it's a good time. And then the 30th, we'll round out the month with breakfast again. Breakfast with our St. Louis County Commissioners. We're going to do that at Mike's Pub at 9 o'clock. You do want to register at our website, which is info@hibbing.org is our email. Hibbing.org is our website. You certainly can find the registration information there. But again, breakfast with our commissioners. We've been with Mike's Pub once before for a breakfast. They put on a great buffet with a French toast and scrambled eggs. And oh, yeah.
It sounds so good right now.
It is. It is so good. So, I kind of like my job. My job is kind of nice when I get to have all these special treats throughout the day.
I'm noticing a theme here. Every single thing that you've mentioned involves food and beverage. So
food, sign me beverage, up. Yep. November 4th, we have a grand opening and ribbon cutting for our Silver Birch. We were just talking about the Silver Birch and Toner Planet at the Iron Gate Plaza, Iron Gate Mall, however you want to call it. 9 o'clock that starts, and they will have their grand opening November 4th. I know a lot of people get excited about that event because they have all kinds of specials and all their Christmas stuff is out. And then, of course, December 1st is our fun spiel at the Curling Club. And, you know, this is a great time. I think we just, you know, talked about this last year. You're going to come and try out curling. And now you have this whole story about how you came curling one time, except you didn't curl.
Well, yeah, I was cheering on the professional curlers, you know, because I'd rather them do everything correctly instead of just me make a mockery of myself.
Well, now you did go to like the Last Chance, which is like the big event. Now this is a fun spiel. So a lot of organizations will have these events where, you know, it's a fundraiser for them. Get together. Really, this is about networking, meeting new people. Absolute perfect opportunity if you've never curled before or you just went and watched it, because there's so many different levels of expertise there, and they want to teach you, they want to show you how to do it, they want you to love the game. Equipment is available for you, so definitely come check that out. If you got a group of besties, co-workers, get them together and spend the day, you know, just supporting your local community. And then, you know, we're going to round right into the next year. We got annual dinner. Save the dates are going to be going out. Annual dinner, January 26th. And we also have our wellness fair at the college on January 18th. So like I said, we just have a ton of stuff going on. We also, in the meantime, putting together our leadership program. I believe your wife did that.
She did.
She did. She did that last year. So we've had a lot of great small group projects that have come out of that, from that youth day at the Discovery Center. That was one of our original small group leadership programs. And then we also are bringing on new board members. So if you're interested in being part of the chamber and what's going on, certainly get in touch with us. We'll get you the application.
Wow.
I know.
That's so much. All right. So if people want more specific details and whatnot, where should they go, Shelly?
They should go to our website, hibbing.org. They can email at info@hibbing.org. They can go to our Facebook for the Hibbing Area Chamber or give us a call, 218-262-3895.
or just step outside and hipping, I'm sure you're going to see Shelly somewhere running around.
And if there's food, you know I'll be there.
Amen to that. Shelly Hansen, Hibbing Chamber of Commerce President, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. Hey, this is WTBX.